Warning: the following contains biblical content, raw gospel, sudden and spontaneous worship, and something not preached everywhere: the Word of God. This is church formatted for the internet. Coming up next, now here they are, saints on a mission from God.
I needed help. I needed someone to rescue me. I really did. I was desperate. I was absolutely desperate. And he reached down and rescued me and spoke to me and said, trust me. Don't trust in the things you've been trusting, but trust me. And, you know, Kevin, he's never let me down.
No.
He's never, I get teary-eyed when I think about it. He's never, ever let me down.
The born-again Christian sees life not as a blurred, confused, meaningless mass, but as something planned and purposeful. Your eyes have been opened to truth, spiritual truth. In Christ's first sermon at Nazareth, he said that one of the reasons he had come to earth was to preach recovery of sight to the blind. Luke 4:18. By nature, we are all spiritually blind because of sin, but the Spirit of God helps us to see our sin and our helplessness and shows us God's redeeming grace in Christ. In the Bible, we are called children of light and children of the day. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Because it pleased God to share His mysteries and secrets with us, we are no longer in the dark. We know where we came from, and we know why we are here, and we know where we are going in the midst of a world living in spiritual darkness. We don't just live with Christ. We make a commitment to walk as a child of light. This prayer just came in on our prayer line as I'm putting this together. So why don't we take this opportunity to pray? The verse that they gave us was Philippians 4:7, and God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. This verse truly being peace into my heart, I wish people in this world knew God's love for us is so overwhelming and special. Please pray for me to be more disciplined. Thank you so much. Lord, we pray for discipline in our own lives as well as this caller's life. Lord, that we all need your help. Holy Spirit, just guide us, keep us, and keep us from fear in knowing that your peace is far beyond human understanding or even capability, Lord, that we are safe in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The best way to contact our podcast hosts with prayer requests or praise reports is through texting. The number is 218-461-0164. You can find us at our web address, pgn.church, or just in your favorite podcast application, search for pgn.church, and then there's always Alexa. I just say, Alexa, play podcast pgn.church.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maddie and Liz. Liz is our minister of music. I've played that song, I guess, 12 times so far. It is just one word, beautiful.
It was Thursday. We'd meet downtown all the time, and Thursday I'd take groups out on the street thing in the evening or Saturdays. Yeah. But Thursdays in particular, I'm not even able to get to where I want to go because something crazy goes on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
All hell breaks loose because they don't want you to do that.
To put it simply, all hell breaks loose.
That's
you know?
Exactly what happens.
And yes, you got to manage that, but, you know, at the same time, gently
exactly.
get to where you want to go. So that's why we get more spam on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Unless we turn the phone off, but I don't care.
Yeah, it's really true. And that's why I have to quiet myself. Like when you came in, that's what, you know, I get in because I spend time. But it's always, he's always saying, you know, I love to spend time with you, Sandy. I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, I created you to spend time with me, and I really enjoy that you take that time out. And it's like, I just reminded of the verse, apart from me, you can do nothing. Yes, that's
right.
Exactly right. But I can do all things. So if I spend time with him, I'm just built up. I can just feel his presence right now. Just you being here and us talking about him, because anytime we lift him up, he's lifting us up. And it's great to spend this time because he wants to be real to both of us.
Yep, largely quoted verse, but wherever two or more are gathered together, he is there. However, that always brings to mind, well, what if you're alone? Then you got to realize, well, you have the Holy Spirit with you, you have Jesus with you, and you have God the Father.
Yeah, there's four of you.
There's four of you, so That's so true,
because you're never alone.
Yeah, meaning he's with you always.
That's right. He's always with us. He's always there.
See? And the enemy tries to step in with the spam.
Whoa, look, it must be Thursday, because there's your interruption. Continued interruption. It must mean we're doing something right.
But yeah, we're never alone. And that was the hardest thing for me to deal with. That's why I reached out to people, because, you know, how do I get to know him? How do I get to know him? You know, and who am I in Christ? Who does he say? And I love it. I was just talking to you before about Psalm 139 is great, because I knew you when you were being fashioned in the womb. That just blows my mind.
Right.
I mean, he knew me from the beginning, and he knew how I was going to be. I don't think I can make it through this, Kevin.
I
don't think I can make it.
Maddie and Liz sang beautiful things.
Mm.
You know, they got the words down here, but you make beautiful things out of dust.
Mm. Wow.
You know, so he had some thoughts in mind when he created people.
Yeah, he certainly did. I could never imagine. Of course, that brings me to the song, I Can Only Imagine, by Mercy Me and that. But it's like, if I would have ever imagined how personal he is and how much he loves me. Every time I spend time with him, at the end of all the time that I spend with him, he always says to me at the end, he says, I love you, my son, Sandy. And it's like, wow. You know, it's like, yeah, you love me. And you can use me to bring love to other people. Like I was telling you before, the who we are in Christ. Why am I here? That's my question. Why am I here? And I picked out some things like, I am known by God.
Right.
I am known by God. I am chosen. God chooses me. I am accepted. And that was really huge for me. because I grew up and I was abandoned by my father. And so for me to be accepted was like, what does that mean? What does it mean to be accepted? He tells me, in Romans 15:7, I have been welcomed by God. I am accepted by Him. And I am complete in Him. I am complete in Him. And I am enough. Because I always grew up where I always had the feeling was, I don't measure up. I don't know if you ever had that, Kevin. It's like, I don't measure up. No matter what I do, I'm not able to. And he says, well, you have to let me be your strength.
Right.
And you are enough because I am with you and I am in you. And I'm holding your hand up, and I am, I'm never going to abandon you. I am going to be with you no matter what happens. And I am your strength, because I used to just rely on my own strength. And I told you all those years, relying on my own strength. And I talked to people about my college degree. I said,
right.
my college degree, if you could see this, what I'm doing is my college degree provided zero as far as knowing who I am and who God was and why I was here.
Right.
It did not, that degree. It didn't help me deal with a failing or a problems in my marriage or dealing with life or how I felt about myself. It didn't. It only was when I met Him. And that was through people telling me about Him and then me taking the time to do that. So,
yeah, I find that's why some people are, you know, angered by the gospel, or even, you know, heaven help us, but churches stay away from the gospel, and use other things to gather people.
Oh, wow.
But they're angered by the gospel because the gospel says something is wrong with you.
Whoa! Yeah, that doesn't go over real well in this day and age.
No.
Because it's like,
no,
there's, because what we do is we point fingers at everybody else.
Right.
You know, and that's what the problem is, in realizing that I needed help. I needed someone to rescue me. I really did. I was desperate. I was absolutely desperate. And He reached down and rescued me and spoke to me and said, trust me. Don't trust in the things you've been trusting, but trust me. And, Kevin, He's never let me down.
No.
He's never, I get teary-eyed when I think about it. He's never, ever let me down. Yeah, I was a mess. I was a mess.
Right.
I didn't have a clue. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have a clue.
Yep.
Where do I start? What do I do? The first thing is realizing or saying, yeah, I don't have a clue. Jesus, forgive me. I don't have a clue.
Right.
I don't know what to do, but I'm going to trust you. Please forgive me, because I lived my life for myself. And that's really what it was. Whatever I wanted to do. And it all kind of fell apart because there's nothing there. You know, it's like, no, that isn't why He made me. That isn't why He created me. That isn't why He knew me in the womb.
And we find out that trying to change our own behavior or become enlightened or discover or rely on your degree to get you there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's once we find out we can't fix ourselves.
That's right.
That, yeah, something's broken, but realization that God has already done that.
That's right.
Jesus has already done that.
Yeah, I've got a counselor friend that, you were just talking
saved
about.
Saved by grace, not by works.
That's right. You know, the question is like, yeah, I can't fix myself. You know, it's like, he always has a good question. He says, well, how's that working for you?
Yep.
All your own efforts. How's that working for you?
There
not.
You go.
Not.
Right.
Not. Because it wasn't meant to work. It wasn't. We are to depend on Him. He is our guidance. In all our ways, we're supposed to acknowledge Him, and He'll direct our paths. He's always there. Draw near to me. You know, it's like, Anytime I feel apart and I don't know what to do, what's really been helpful for me, Kevin, is I'll whisper his name and I'll just say, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Yeah, and that's the kind of centering we need if we have to use that term.
Yeah, because then it gets me
right
back
there,
on track.
Just snap you back to...
That's right. It's like, yeah, I'm his, and he's
right.
with me, and I'm not alone. That's just huge.
Right.
No other
name can snap you back.
That's
like
right.
That.
There is no other name. That's right.
I guess that's the shortest prayer right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they look for the shortest verse, but
yeah.
Jesus wept.
Right.
That was the one I always wanted to take credit for memorizing and when I was in Sunday school.
good for you. You know, in those two words, I mean, that shortest prayer, Jesus wept.
Right.
You know, it showed his compassion.
That's right.
But for me as a man, I realize I can cry. You
right.
know, and it's okay to cry because it's like, because that just shows my need for him.
Right.
And then I'm not strong apart from him. And it's okay.
And the shortest prayer to respond to that passion is Jesus.
Jesus, help. Help.
Yep.
Help me, Jesus.
Well, that
help
goes me. Without saying.
Yeah. Yeah, if he can help me, he can help. He can
That's
help
right.
everybody, and he wants to.
Right.
There's nothing quite like that.
No humans were exposed to anything false, untrue, or harmful in the creation or production of this podcast. This is church formatted for the internet, which is inherently safe. So be sure to invite all your friends. No gathering is too large. Anyone is welcome, as it states in Romans 10:13. Our prayer over our staff is that if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Next week's podcast title is What's Next? Glory be to God. We use the Holy Bible and promptings from the Holy Spirit as our reference, and at times illustrations from Billy Graham's devotional, Hope for Each Day. We believe that the highest praise is to echo the heart of God. Our prayer over you is to allow God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to comfort you. Trust in what Jesus has done for you and become a believer and follower today. May I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God until we meet. Greetings and blessings to the church that meets at your house. I'm Pastor Kevin with Pastor Sandy, and we hope to be with you again next week. We encourage you to call upon the Lord today. The shortest prayer is, Jesus. Now that is the gospel. Pure Gospel Network is an intergenerational, Christ-centered, not-for-profit internet mission church. A network of believers from many different backgrounds who are passionate about reaching out to others. Your Voice in the Wilderness, a church online since 98, now known as pgn.church, operates 100% on your tax-deductible donations.